This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. It's a holiday week between Christmas and New Year's Day on Sunday. It's always a busy time, especially in Simo Springs at the ski area. One place that has been busy is Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden.
It's going well. We're busy. Lots of folks coming and going.
That's Airport Director Kevin Booth. He says he thinks the busiest week will be next week for the first week in January. Many travelers will be headed here for a ski vacation. Booth says numbers are showing that the busiest day of the year at the airport will be January 7th, when all the folks are headed home.
Yeah, I think people traveling after the holidays, going home, much more challenging when we have a lot of people leaving. People coming in process pretty quickly, so get their bags and they go. But when they're coming in and waiting, you know, in the secure area, then it's more congested.
Booth recommends that you get to the airport 2 hours before your flight, and if it's an especially busy day for them, that's a Saturday, Sunday, or a Wednesday, get to the airport 2.5 hours prior to your flight. And check the weather conditions before you travel. The forecast calls for a chance of snow every day through Saturday, January 7th. Also check avalanche conditions if you're going in the backcountry. A snowboarder triggered an avalanche on Berthoud Pass last week and he was caught and killed. An avalanche watch is in effect through Thursday morning for the Park Range and Flat Tops areas. This includes a Medicine Bow and Route National Forest north around Steamboat Springs and up to the Wyoming border. One thing happening for New Year's Eve is at the base of the Steamboat ski area. The New Year's Eve fireworks and light up snowcat parade start at 5:30. Stop by to watch the fireworks and all the fun Saturday night. Local high school sports teams are enjoying a break from the holiday season. The next game for the Steamboat Sailors basketball team is January 6th. Sailors have a motto this year. It's a phrase that they're using to focus and play well on the court. Daniel Partlow is a senior and a student coach for the Sailors. He explains the phrase lock in.
Lock in means we go into the locker room, we huddle up. After we huddle and break, we leave the room and tap the top of the door. And once we're locked in, we're paying attention, we're focused, we're doing what the coach says, we're following his instructions, and so on.
Sailors have a home game January 6th against Rifle. Check out the upcoming events in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.